Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, Episode 4, The Surprising Math of a Dream Vacation, with examples, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Optimal Finance Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And one of the great things about this format is that you get to hear from so many different experts on financial matters. You'll be hearing from some of them more regularly than others. And Ramit Sethi, you heard from earlier this week, actually, on our very first episode ever. He's a very opinionated guy, a really fascinating guy, and very straight to the point, as you'll hear. And today, he is, as I mentioned, going to be talking about your path to a dream vacation. Now, if you have any topic requests for me, come visit oldpodcast.com and let us know what you would like to hear about. And before I get into today's show, I want to point out, if you haven't already noticed, that I don't have any ads to read to you here on the show, which means that this podcast doesn't make any money. So if you'd like to support the show for free and even have a chance to win a book each month, simply join the Optimal Finance Daily weekly newsletter. Just text the word financial to 44222 or visit oldpodcast.com. Again, that's texting the word financial to 44222 or head over to oldpodcast.com and you can join right there on the website. The sooner you join, the better odds you'll have at winning. So stop by today. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. The Surprising Math of a Dream Vacation, with examples, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. One of the greatest things I learned in college was in a class I almost failed. I took an introductory programming class, CS106A, and walked in feeling like a huge stud. I knew I was going to crush this class, especially compared to the English majors who were taking it because they were required to. Good old Ramit was about to crush this. Except, no. I worked for 40 hours a week on this class. I went to office hours. I tried my hardest, and I walked out of that class with a D. A D! Nobody gets a D at Stanford. Great inflation, I love you. Looking back, I learned two things. One, I am not a good programmer. Two, I learned how to break huge problems down into their component parts. Number two, breaking big problems down was actually an incredible lesson that made the entire class worth it. Like most people, I never received formal training on how to think logically and break problems down. You know who gets this training? Lawyers and engineers, two of the weirdest f***ing people on earth. Anyway, today I want to show you how to apply that to taking a dream vacation. Unlike delusional people who say, yeah, I really want to take an awesome vacation someday, I want to take it now. A few years ago, I decided to stop talking about traveling and actually start traveling. Since then, I've been able to take some great vacations. To be honest, it actually took me about 2 years to figure out how to take a really long vacation to Southeast Asia and still have my business keep running. In fact, I automatically earned money while I traveled. But I finally did it. So I want to show you the lesson I learned that finally let me stop talking about taking vacations and actually start traveling. By the way, my goal is for you to be able to travel someplace awesome within the next 12 months. Really, you could do it this year, even this summer with the right system. Note, this isn't just about vacations. You can apply this to any goal. A new car, moving to a new city, redoing your wardrobe. It's up to you. The key is breaking it down from a huge, overwhelming goal into something you can control. What's your dream vacation? Think big. If you tell me your dream is to stay at a Best Western in New Jersey, I'm going to unsubscribe you from my email list. When you're brainstorming, think big. You can always cut down later, but for now, think big. After you come up with something, I want to go to Paris. Get specific. When I used to say, yeah, I want to travel, I never did. There was no specificity, no urgency. It was a dream easily deferred. Pick a date so you can start breaking it down. Notice how reluctant we are to set dates and specifics because, what if we fail? I would rather have you try and fail than never try at all. How much will it cost? Really map it out. This doesn't have to be exact, but you should know if you want a $4,000 trip to the beach or a $20,000 trip around the world. Here's an example. Bad IWT reader. I want to go to Paris someday. Good IWT reader. By December, I want to go to Paris for a week with my significant other. I also need to find a significant other, but that's another story. Flight for two, $1,600. Hotel, $2,000. Food, $1,400. Fun money, $1,000. If you're not sure where to find these numbers, try budgetyourtrip.com and Expedia.com. Just approximate and add 20% if you're not sure. Total, $6,000. OMG, that's so much money. Ramit, we don't all sleep on a bed of $100 bills like you. Okay, this is where my training in breaking down big problems comes in handy. That's a big number, but if you break it down, it's absolutely achievable. Let's break it down even further, and I'll show you what I mean. $6,000 equals $500 times 12. One of the principles I realized when I earned my first dollar as a consultant was, if I can make a dollar, it means I can make $10. And if I can make $10, I can make $100, and on and on. So if you can earn $500 once, you could do it 12 times. And you've paid for your dream romantic getaway to Paris. Let's keep breaking it down. How long would it take to earn $500? Let's do the math. You have a lot of options. You could save all your change in a jar by the washing machine. At 50 cents a day, it will only take you 2.7 years to earn $500, which means your Paris trip is a mere 33 years away. Love you, frugalistas. Cut out your morning latte 5 days a week. If you remember to put that money aside, you'll have $780 a year and have a Paris getaway in a little less than 8 years. Except you won't be reading my emails anymore since you'll have moved to a shanty town in South Dakota and ceased the usage of electricity. Nice knowing you. Take $100 out of each of your paychecks. At biweekly pay, you'll have enough in just over 2 years. This is reasonable, and it adds up way faster than you think, especially when it's automatic. By the way, when people say, I've already cut to the bone, there's nothing more I can cut, these are the very same people who have never automated their savings. They don't know what they're talking about. We're going to break it down further because there's another, even quicker option that doesn't require cutting back. You can use the skills you already have to earn money on the side, and you don't need that much time. Look, to earn $500, you could work 10 hours and charge $50 an hour, or work 5 hours and charge $100 an hour. In other words, with just 5 to 10 hours of work per month, that's only 1.5 to 2.5 hours per week, you'll have your Paris trip in a year or less. You can also think about it in terms of clients. $6,000 equals 20 one-time clients paying a $300 project. Even better, 6 one-time clients for a $1,000 project. Best, 2 recurring clients for 6 months at $500 a month. Notice how much easier this is? 6 clients? I can do that. Notice that voice in the back of your head. But where would I find these clients? What would they buy from me? Why would anyone pay $50 an hour? You can use the same principle of breaking down the problem to answer every one of those. I'll show you how. Let's take an even easier example. Not everybody needs to go on a $6,000 Paris vacation. Jesus. How much would it cost to take a long weekend in Las Vegas? Flight for two from NYC to Las Vegas, $900. Hotel for 3 nights, $900. Food, $500. Fun money, $500. Total, $2,800. you can earn a guilt-free weekend in Vegas with your best friend, your treat, working 5 hours per week in less than 3 months. That is pretty cool. In fact, you could take this trip over Labor Day weekend this year. 5 hours times $50 an hour equals $250 a week. $2,800 equals 11 weeks. Or you'll need just 3 clients with a $1,000 project, and you'll have a little extra fun money. If you have no idea how you could make $50 an hour or $1,000 per project, don't worry. Wednesday, I'm going to break down exactly how to find an idea and what to charge. The key things we learned today are, 1, you can break huge goals into small, discrete actions that become a lot easier to achieve. 2, it doesn't matter if the goal is a $6,000 Paris vacation, a weekend in Vegas, or even those new shoes or coat you've been eyeing. A rich life is guilt-free. I'll show you how to earn it. And 3, I am really bad at programming. Now, I'm curious what your goal actually is. Forget about the money right now. Just assume you'll be able to earn it. I'll show you how. For today, what's the dream? If it's a vacation, where do you want to go? Where do you want to stay? If it's clothes or a new suit, which brand? If it's helping your parents pay off their mortgage, how much? And how would it feel to write them that check? Using the framework above, do you think you could take it within a year? So we just heard the surprising math of a dream vacation with examples by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. If you have any comments about the post you just heard, maybe a comment about the author, or maybe a personal experience about how you managed to afford your dream vacation, give us a shout out at OLDpodcast.com. Share your thoughts with us there.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And don't forget, you are automatically entered into a drawing to win a free book every single month if you're part of the Optimal Finance Daily family. To be part of it, it is completely free, plus you get a nice short weekly email with some tips for you. And to join, you can just text the word financial to 44222. That's text the word financial to 44222. Or again, you can visit OLDpodcast.com. And that is going to do it for episode 4. I'll see you tomorrow with another post from Mr. Money Mustache. This is Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.